You're listening to Inside here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Governor Newsom is coming off a week-long trip to China, and behind the international stage of photo ops and pomp and circumstance is a lot at stake because China shapes the Golden State's success. From climate initiatives to tourism, tech, education, the country, which is also a competitor, touches many arms of California's economy. But a trip of this scale is far from simple, given U.S.-China relations are strained for reasons that include human rights and intellectual property, it is a trip that is difficult to digest from overseas. Luckily, a handful of California journalists joined the governor along the way. And that includes Sophia Boleg, who is a political reporter with the San Francisco Chronicle. And Sophia joins us with more about what the governor's trip to China accomplished and where California fits into all of this. Welcome, Sophia. Good morning.
Good morning, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
Hardest question first. Were you jet lagged when you got back?
Yes, I was. And I've really tried to push through it because it is a wild time difference. I think we're 15 hours behind here. So,
and it's not like the work stops when you land back in California.
No, the work continues. So
it keeps going. Well, thank you for joining us. So Governor Newsom, he's not the first governor to make a trip to China. Governor Jerry Brown, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, they have gone as well. Can you remind us how China influences California's economy?
Yeah, so there are a lot of connections between California's economy and China. I report primarily for a Bay Area audience, and so I always think about the high-tech sector. There's a lot of Chinese immigrants who come to Silicon Valley to work, and there's just a lot of sort of, movement between the state and the country, a lot of sort of influence there. Tourism is also a really huge area. Pre-pandemic, China made up, I believe, almost half of, or Chinese visitors made up almost half of the visitors from abroad who were coming to California. Yeah, and the amount of Chinese tourism into California has really declined dramatically since the pandemic started. And so that's been a big hit to California's tourism industry. And so that's another major aspect of sort of the economics. China is also a major trade partner in terms of agriculture and a lot of other industries. And so there's a really significant economic relationship between China and California.
And it can be easy to overlook it, you know, because it also dates back, you know, decades and generations as well. When you first got word that the governor is going to be traveling to China, what stood out to you? Was it a surprise or was it a move that you seemed was that you thought was in line with the governor's priorities?
So it was a bit of a surprise because Newsom has not traveled internationally since 2019. I actually also covered his first international trip in 2019, which was to El Salvador. Newsom told me when I interviewed him on this more recent trip to China that, you know, if the pandemic hadn't hit, that he likely would have traveled to other countries in, Central America and perhaps South America as well. Countries south of the United States that have important ties to California. But the pandemic hit, and of course, that scrambled everything. And so he hasn't taken another international trip. I think he likely would have done more international travel if there hadn't been a pandemic in the middle of his tenure. And so it was kind of a surprise for that reason. But as you mentioned, this is not the first time a governor of California has gone to China. Newsom actually traveled to China a number of times when he was mayor of San Francisco. So it is not unheard of, but it is a really striking time for him to go, given that there are, you know, serious tensions in the U.S.-China relationship. And also, you know, this is a moment when there is a lot of conflict in the world. Before Newsom went to China, actually, the trip to China had been planned for weeks, but he made sort of a quick detour on the way to stop in Israel and meet with the prime minister there and also meet with families of Californians who had been kidnapped or who were affected by the war in Gaza. And so, you know, this trip came at a time of really tense international relations on a lot of different fronts.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to China, what's in it for China to welcome the governor?
Yeah. So, and the welcome was really striking. A lot of pomp and circumstance, a lot of excitement in China that the governor was traveling there. I think China gets a number of things out of a visit like this. I mean, one is sort of almost like tourism promotion. You know, there are pictures of the governor taken on the Great Wall of China, at the Forbidden City, which are some of the, you know, most iconic landmarks in the country. And, you know, China benefits from tourism from California as well. So there's that. I also think that, you know, the primary focus of the governor's trip was climate collaboration between the two countries. And in a lot of meetings, the Chinese officials that Newsom met with really talked about how that was important. It was important to collaborate with California on climate issues, and that what are called sort of subnational relationships, so relationships between, you know, states and in this case, California and provinces in China, that those are seen as an important area of collaboration. And then also, you know, more broadly, a lot of the officials talked about how important it was to see an improvement in the relationship between the U.S. and China. They talked about how, you know, a thawing of sort of tensions there was really important to the country. And they said they really saw Newsom's visit as really making progress toward that, or as a symbol of sort of those thawing relations.
Yeah, and that brings me to the Biden administration, you know, because the governor said, you know, he received the Biden administration's blessing to go on this trip. What's in it for President Biden and overall the United States, having the governor of California go to China to hopefully thaw relations?
Yeah, well, I unfortunately have not gotten a chance to talk to the president about what he thought about the trip.
I'm sure you would love to.
Yeah, I would. But I think he's been busy. But I did speak with the U.S. ambassador to China, Nicholas Burns, and he's described Newsom's visit as a real victory for the United States, as I think he said, you know, this is a great day or a great week for the U.S., particularly the meeting that Newsom got with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The ambassador described that meeting, which he sat in on. I was not there. There were no American journalists allowed to witness any part of that meeting. But from the readout and from what Newsom and the ambassador said, essentially, the ambassador described it as a substantive meeting where the governor talked about climate policy and also issues related to fentanyl. And he said that there was, you know, substantive discussion, that it was productive. And to give a little bit of background on fentanyl, which is something I cover a lot as a reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, essentially, the fentanyl overdose epidemic here in California has some ties to China, because a lot of the precursor chemicals that are used to make the drug are manufactured in China. And so that's something that Newsom says he brought up with President Xi, and that, you know, he's hoping that China will work with California on sort of stemming that supply of those precursor chemicals.
We know that, you know, the governor, you know, is... he doesn't mince words, and he can be a strong force, especially when speaking out against issues. Did the governor take any hard stances against China while there? I think about, like, human rights issues for ethnic and religious minorities to, you know, even, like, I was reminded of, like, the Chinese spy balloon, you know, relations with Taiwan. I mean, did he take any hard stances while there?
Yeah, so I don't know exactly how hard of stances he took, because I was not in, journalists were not allowed in most of the meetings, except for, you know, maybe the first few minutes of a lot of them. He said he did not talk about human rights related issues in his meeting with the president. Though he did bring up fentanyl, which is an issue that is a priority for the U.S. And for California. But he did say he talked about human rights issues in meetings he had earlier that day when he met with the president. He also met with the vice president of China, China's foreign minister, and other. He met with various other top ranking officials in the national government there. And he says he brought up, I don't recall him mentioning the spy balloon, but he does. He did say he brought up issues related to Tibet and Taiwan. A California resident who the United States says is wrongfully detained in China. So he did bring up a number of issues. It's not completely clear to me, because I was not in the meetings, how strong of a stance he took or exactly how much detail he went into. But he did talk about those issues in the meetings. And the ambassador said that he felt like those conversations were productive and were, you know, advancing the United States' interests and position on those issues with China, which, as you note, are areas of tension and where the U.S. very much does not agree with what China is doing.
Yeah. And the timing of this trip, when it comes to California, San Francisco specifically, I mean, it aligns with APEC, which is the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation, and that will be in San Francisco this month. So what are the economic implications of this?
Yeah, I think that I mentioned the tourism issue. I think that's a big one. Essentially, this trip was kind of almost like a tourism advertisement for, you know, that could potentially encourage visitors from both California and China to travel, you know, between places. I think that the issues related to trade, I spoke with Newsom's top business advisor, Dee Dee Myers, on this trip. And she said that, you know, a lot of the economic cooperation that is really important to California is sort of forging, you know, trade partnerships that allow California businesses to do business in China. And I think that APEC is seen as a big part of that. And it's sort of unclear, I think, to everyone involved exactly how much credit Newsom gets for this. But shortly after Newsom's meeting with Xi, the Chinese president agreed to come to APEC and meet with President Biden. In theory, Newsom meeting with him and talking with him, and Newsom said he, you know, personally encouraged the president to travel to the United States and meet with our president here. In theory, that, you know, might have been helpful. So that's another thing that's going to happen at APEC that I think could be very significant.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Sophia Bolag, a political reporter with the San Francisco Chronicle, about following Governor Newsom on his trip to China. I mean, the way that a journalist like yourself covering politics in the state, covering a governor, has come a long way in just the past couple of years. There were the fair share of obstacles, right, with public health and due to the pandemic largely. How did it feel to go on a reporting trip of this scale again?
I don't know that I've ever been on a reporting trip of this scale. As I mentioned, I did travel and cover the El Salvador trip, which was significantly shorter and just felt much less packed with meetings. We sometimes worked like, I think there was at least one 18-hour day in this trip. It was a lot. There was one day where we started the day on a plane, flying to Shanghai, or actually we might have flown to Yancheng and then taken a train up to Shanghai. And there were like three or four different events in between. There were many what are called MOU signings, Memoranda of Understanding, that are sort of formal agreements between California and government leaders in China to collaborate on environmental issues. There were so many banquets and, you know, fancy receptions for the governor. There was even a stop we took to a wildlife preserve to see these red-crowned cranes, which were huge. They were almost as big as me, and they seemed pretty tame, but they're sort of I can't remember if they're threatened or endangered, but they are a species that, you know, China has worked to conserve and increase the population of. And so it was really cool to see these birds. And it was just sort of a whirlwind of like you're in an official meeting 1 hour and then you get on a bus and then you're out, you know, in the middle of this nature preserve seeing these cranes and watching the governor feed a crane. I mean, it was just a whirlwind is really, I think, the best way to describe it.
And going along with that, I mean, the trip also comes with its fair share of photo ops. Some were executed better than others. You know, all didn't go according to plan. You know, I mean, I think of a few. You know, there's one about, you know, the governor stumble on the basketball court. Were you there for that?
I was.
One?
It happened right in front of my eyes.
Yeah. Can you set it up for us? I mean, the kid's okay.
Yes. As far as I could tell, both the kid and the governor were okay. But what happened is Newsom and his wife, the first partner, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, who joined for just a few days of the trip, they took a visit to a public school in Beijing that has a really impressive like school garden that is used, the food from the garden is used to, you know, feed the students at the school. And that's been sort of farm to school issues are something that the first partner has really made a priority and that she really cares about. And so they had scheduled this visit to the school and there was this photo op that was very clearly pre-planned where the governor was going to sort of shoot some hoops with two Chinese students. They looked like they were about 10 or 11. And I think it was just supposed to be like a cute photo op. He did a similar photo op back in around 2000, maybe 2003, 2005 with Chinese students in Shanghai when he was mayor of San Francisco. But one thing that did not go according to plan is that as he was playing basketball with these kids, he tripped over one of them and fell. And it was a very embarrassing thing to watch. The clip has gone, I think, viral to some extent, at least. And I think that has been pretty embarrassing for Newsom. Obviously, no one wants to trip and fall in front of people. And it's just a whole other level of magnitude when you are the governor of California making a trip to China and, you know, tripping in front of everyone and then having that broadcast. So that was quite a remarkable moment on the trip.
And as you highlighted, I mean, there's a great deal of coordination and planning that goes into, you know, the seemingly, you know, kind of natural moments. And sometimes they don't go according to plan. In the last, you know, 30 seconds that we have, you know, what is a trip like this? I mean, including sitting down with Chinese President Xi Jinping, what does it add to the governor's political resume?
I think it's pretty significant. I mean, you know, being a governor, even of a state as large as California, is not seen as a job where you do a lot of foreign policy. And so I think that this is a pretty significant opportunity for Newsom to sort of increase his foreign policy experience. Newsom has repeatedly said, whenever I ask him or anyone else asks him, that he does not want to run for president, but I think everyone sees him as a potential contender. And this is something that certainly could bolster his resume. It's also something that, you know, could be criticized by enemies or rivals who say that he didn't do enough to advance human rights issues or, you know, spent too much time taking photo ops. Certainly, I've seen that criticism, and I think that, you know, time will tell sort of what the takeaway is. But it certainly was, you know, an opportunity for him to do something that governors don't get to do day to day.
Sophia, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Sophia Boleg is a political reporter with the San Francisco Chronicle who traveled to China to follow Governor Newsom's overseas trip, sharing what the trip accomplished and where California fits in. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.